House Bill 1118, an act to extend the time period during which previous driving while intoxicated convictions may be considered for determining subsequent offenses.
House Bill 1118, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Abdullah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, this is a very necessary bill. Presently, South Dakota law allows the courts to go back 5 years for purposes of sentencing for previous DWI convictions. This law would change it to 10 years and bring it in to compliance or into association with the other states of Iowa, Nebraska, or Iowa and Minnesota, who have presently have 10-year laws, and Nebraska has 12 years. Statistics say that every time a person is arrested for drunk driving, they have driven 400 to 500 times. This law wants to address the chronic drunk drivers that have been driving drunk on our roads and streets for at least the last 10 years. These people are killing our people in record numbers, and statistics back that up. In 1999, nationally, 39.2% of all fatal traffic accidents were alcohol-related. In South Dakota in 1999, 41.3% of those killed in South Dakota roads were alcohol-related. In the year 2000, the first 9 months of 2000 in South Dakota, 43.2% of all fatalities are alcohol-related, which shows a pattern of South Dakota percentages increasing, while nationwide it's at 39%. This bill is endorsed by the South Dakota Sheriff's Association, the South Dakota Chiefs of Police, the South Dakota State's Attorneys, and the South Dakota Highway Patrol. This bill is not does not necessarily make the third DUI or the fourth DUI a felony, but allows the courts to determine and the prosecution to determine based on the situation and conditions of the previous convictions. We're looking for the habitual drunk driver, and if they've been driving for a period of 9 or 10 years, they should be considered a habitual drunk driver. It's time to get serious about getting our drunks off the road and getting them locked up if they're going to continue to drive and maim and kill our people. And I'd ask your support and the support of the House for House Bill 1118. Thank you.
Further remarks, House Bill 1118. Hearing none, Representative Napoli.
Well, Mr. Speaker and members of the body, I guess I just want to refer back to last year when this bill was vetoed by Governor Janklow, and he made some very good remarks about this bill last year. And one of them is, how far do we go and how bad do we beat these people up? I think I kind of take exception to the point that it's time we get serious about drunk driving. I don't believe this legislative body could get any more serious about drunken driving than they've done the last 5 years. We have enhanced, implemented, and done more for against drunk driving than any legislative body in the previous 5 years. And actually, I just don't know how much more we can do unless we just plan on putting everybody in jail. And I think that's where we're going to end up, because there's going to come a point in time when we're going to have to decide the difference between a person who is a social drinker and a person who's got a problem. And I think we've crossed over that line. I would ask you to vote against this bill.
Further remarks, Representative Adelstein.
You pushed the green one, right? It worked. I also was carrying an identical bill on behalf of the state's attorney in Pennington County. The fact remained, and he pointed out, that he had a specific case where an individual had been arrested for a third offense. Because of the offense, he ended up spending 5 years in state prison. When he came out, the day after he got out, he once again drove drunk, and he began as a first offense. The fact is that I don't know that if we'll ever try and put everyone in the state in jail, because certainly we would exclude the members of this body. Maybe? Okay. Anyway, I urge the passage of this bill because it means a way that we get the drunk driver who went to prison, his record is not expunged for 10 years, and that's not too much to ask for someone who does this sort of a deed.
Further remarks? Representative Tom Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A point of clarification, if I may, Representative Adelstein, I believe you've been misinformed. We passed a bill last year that would not count jail time against the 5 years of DWIs. But I, too, want to support this bill. Last year it was not vetoed. It was vetoed the year before, so we've been working on it for some time. And one of the questions that the governor asked then was, didn't we think this was a long time to hold over someone? And I would just like to point out that this doesn't cause anybody any harm unless you drive drunk. And then we need to get them off the road. They come hurtling down the road, 3 o'clock in the morning, almost 75% of the people on your state highways are legally intoxicated. They're driving 3,000 to 4,000 pounds of steel hurtling toward you and your family, and we're saying let's not hold an arm over these people for longer than 5 years. I would also like to ask you, how many other felonies do you know that are automatically erased from your record without you doing anything but not being caught? I didn't say you didn't drive drunk, I said you're not being caught. This is a good bill. It needs to go on forward, and I would urge you to support this.
Further remarks, Representative Matt Michaels.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd look at the bill, please. I think there was a piece that Representative Abdallah pointed out that needs to be highlighted more emphatically. If you look at Section 2, we're talking about picking up offenses that occurred also in other states. Most of our population is border related, and we have a number of people coming in and out. They've been convicted in other states, and the statistical information that Representative Abdallah indicated is that right now we're sort of harboring or allowing that to occur in a lesser fashion than in our neighboring states. This is a state equal penalty law so that we're keeping drunk drivers off of all roads. Those drivers don't necessarily know when they're drunk what state they're in, but a lot of times they think, well, heck, I could probably come up here and drive drunk and the penalty would be less. A very important point that I respectfully ask you to consider, and I urge your support.
Further remarks, Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I also rise and ask the body to support House Bill 1118. During our conversations in the state affairs about this issue, we had a number of state's attorneys that were there, not only the state association, but one locally. This bill gives them much additional flexibility in the pre-sentencing and adjudication of these kinds of cases, and I would urge the body to support House Bill 1118.
Further remarks, Representative Volandra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. I rise in opposition to House Bill 118, and I'd like to tell you why. I guess I'm maybe a little bit younger than some of the generation that has spoke here about, you know, drunks out on the road at 3 o'clock hurtling down the road and this type of thing. And I'd kind of like to tell you the truth of how it is, you know, from my perspective, from being a little bit younger and a little bit more social. Most of these small towns in West River have a bar or a pub. I don't think anybody nowadays, I think there is such an awareness about drunk driving, I don't think guys get in the car, or very rarely they do, and go hurtling down the highway. It's most of the guys that have been to the local pub, had a few beers, a few drinks, and they are cautiously creeping home. I bet there's been more stops for driving slowly than there has for speeding. I'll give you a good example right here in the Pier, Fort Pier area, where we have the bridge there and we have the time zone difference. And I'd like to see the statistical data on the number of wrecks we've had there, but I know there's 12 to 1300 DUI convictions a year in that stretch, probably a 10-12 block stretch. And I think the police are very tough on this. I think people do pay their price in court fines, jail time. I don't want to get on this bandwagon, you know, that I'm against crime and I'm going to support this bill, because I think we're persecuting a segment of society there, and that's the younger people that are still getting out. Six-pack Joe, we refer to them from time to time. And I don't think that they're that big of a danger, and I think that the people who are dealt with accordingly. And I would, you know, at some point we're punishing the taxpayers on this thing too, because look at all the check writers and alcoholics that we have in the federal in the penitentiary in Sioux Falls, and look what that costs us. So I would urge you to resist House Bill 118.
Further remarks, Representative Abdullah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, first of all, I know of no check writer in a penitentiary that's ever killed anybody. We're not interested in the Joe Sixpack or the guy that drives slowly home. Of course, he's violating the law. I'm talking about the people that are killing and maiming our citizens on the highways. I spent 25 years of my life out there picking those bodies up. I don't think anybody should have to do it. I don't think anybody should have to go to the family and tell them what happened. But also, we're not talking about the .08 drunk driver. Statistics will say that most of the people that have been killed in alcohol-related accidents have been killed by a driver of a .13 or higher. Those are chronic drunk drivers. They got to be taken off the highway, and I urge your support of this bill.
Further remarks? Representative Bradford.
Honorable Leader and honorable guests, when I rise to speak, I speak only about personal experience. My 12-year-old son in 1977 was run over and killed by a drunk driver. I guarantee you, I feel sorry for people who take a little drink and get picked up, but we got to get the drunk driver off the road. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1118. All those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine, and members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1118. While we're voting, I would like to introduce, on behalf of the people wearing white sweaters on the floor, the people that are wearing white sweaters in the gallery, the people on the floor are Representative Abdullah, McCauley, Jaspers, Richter, Marshall, Wick, Heineman, Don Henney, Bill Peterson, Dick Brown, Kay Davis, and Mary Galinsky, all of whom are from Sioux Falls. And this is Sioux Falls Day on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce at the legislature. Welcome.
Representatives Klocek and Lang. Representative Lang. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 57, nays 10, absent 1, excused 2.
House Bill 1118, having received majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.